This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A community within a community is growing in northern Colorado as thousands of war refugees are drawn to the area, primarily by low-skilled jobs in the meatpacking industry. Yesterday, we introduced you to the Global Refugee Center in Greeley. The center, opened in 2008, was started by East African refugees. It's a gathering place for people like Shukri Farah to acclimatize and adapt to their dramatically new surroundings.
Greeley, it's good. Because, like, the small town, no fair way to go shop, the safety.
Farah arrived in Greeley from Somalia in 2010 with her two teenage children. While the center focuses on services for adults like Farah, Greeley Evans School District 6 has also developed a program to help the children of these refugees adapt to their new surroundings and bring them up to speed with their education. KUNC's Nathan Heffel has more.
In 2007, there were only 10 refugee children enrolled in all of District 6's schools. Since then, the number has exploded to 335. Each year, the district spends $2.7 million on English language development, which includes the newcomer program for refugee students. Many have never been inside a classroom or speak English.
So our first step is to make them feel welcomed.
Eduardo Navidad is the assistant principal at Centennial Elementary School in Evans. In his school, the newcomer program not only focuses on teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic skills, but also the basics, like how to hold a pencil and even a book.
We're very strategic. We're surgically strategic to know what are their needs, how can we meet them, and what are the resources that we need to allocate to make sure that those needs are met.
To be eligible for the program at Centennial, a student is required to have been in the country for less than 2 years. Most in this classroom have been here for less than 6 months.
B.
Sitting in a semicircle under a giant electric whiteboard, 10 students are yelling out letters as they appear on the screen. Teacher Katie Acosta says it takes a while before refugee students are this vocal.
The process of language acquisition, it takes time. And, you know, first when they come here, they're very much in a silent phase, just trying to receive all of this new information. They're just trying to figure it out, trying to hear the language and hear all the new sounds in the language.
The newcomer program groups kids into two settings, an introductory class like Acosta's and a more advanced secondary class like this one.
Soaking rain, look out, these may be lighting, lighting?
Say lightning.
Lighting.
Lightning.
Lighting.
That's a hard word to hear.
The placement is based on a student's understanding of English, and school officials say it typically takes a year or less for students to work through the two classes. Once they do, they enter into the general school population. After that, assistant principal Eduardo Navidad says they are required to pass standardized tests just like every other student in the district.
We try to push them to meet their grade level standards, but we also understand that there are some barriers that they would have to overcome first. Gain an understanding of the language, how to write our language, which is very different than what they're used to.
And this has proven to be frustrating for many students. It's why the Greeley Evans School District also places a strong emphasis on parental interaction, teaching them that they too have a responsibility in their child's education. Inside a small workroom at Greeley West High School, 8 women are sitting around a table full of colorful plastic beads. They're making necklaces, earrings, and bracelets, which they sell during teacher conferences and other places in the community. Their sons and daughters are learning in adjacent classrooms.
Parent and teacher working together.
The mothers' group gathers for 2 hours each Friday. It's sponsored by the district and was founded by Wei Wei Nay, a refugee herself.
So I would like them like to be confronted by welcome to the school, so we started the small group.
For many refugees, Nay says the idea of sending their children to school is something completely foreign, and it's even stranger actually interacting with their child's teachers. For Shukri Farah, the experience of being with those who share the same struggles and concerns as her has been invaluable.
The coming meeting, like a lot of people in other country, different language, yeah, different culture.
With refugees from at least 18 other countries living within Greeley Evans School District 6, officials expect demand for the newcomer program will only continue to grow. But they say that's almost wholly dependent on whether or not employers like JBS USA continue to bring in refugees to work at their plants. Regardless, the district still faces challenges with having enough English language acquisition teachers and funding the program. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.